This is Sydney Barrows, and thank you for choosing to work with me on Getting Unstuck. This is Module 2, Me, Fear Success, in the Get Unstuck Foundational Program. And this particular MP3 focuses on the fear of being successful. Now, before we get started, I would just like to make sure that everyone has already listened to the bonus recording, Setting the Stage, and if you haven't, please stop and do that right now before anything else. And because all five modules and the MP3 in each module should be done in order, please also listen to all of the MP3s in the first module, The Fear of Failure Boogeyman, as well as the first MP3 titled Fear of Success in this module, before working with this particular MP3. Thank you so much. Don't we all want to be successful in numerous areas of our lives? You know, being successful means different things to different people. It's not just about money. And different people want to be successful at different things. And you decided to take this package because you want to be successful at something, probably several somethings, and you feel stuck because that just isn't happening. Yes, becoming successful when that's not showing up, there may be obvious reasons for that, but there are also hidden reasons, some of which are probably causing or contributing to the obvious reasons, if that makes sense. Most of the time, these hidden reasons are located in your subconscious mind. And the number one job, as you probably know, is for your subconscious mind is to keep you safe, and not just physically safe. That's the way most of us think of it. But if you had an experience that was psychologically or emotionally or physically frightening, painful, traumatic, sad, you know, anything that it considered, you know, really awful and wouldn't want to happen again, its attitude is, anything that might even possibly, you know, trigger a repeat of whatever that was, that's unsafe. And your subconscious does everything it can to keep you safe, and keeping you stuck is the obvious result. Your subconscious does everything it can, and there are a wide range of bedrock beliefs and core programs that are the reasons that it's doing what it does. And that's what is blocking you, or at least one of them, probably several, are blocking you from being successful or not allowing you to go past a certain level of success. You might be successful to a certain extent, but then you're stuck at a point where you can't get past that. I have a number of clients who've come to me because of that issue. We're going to deactivate and clear them. We're going to replace them with the exact opposite energies, as well as any other beneficial energies that source determines are in your highest and best good at this time. And as you've already experienced, the list of these negative programs might seem repetitive and boring, but it's very thorough and comprehensive, and that's, you know, why I do it that way. It's what makes it so effective. And unless you have a stronger underlying negative program that's holding the one we're trying to clear in place and is not allowing it to release, you'll only need to do this once. Once they're gone, they are permanently gone. As I mentioned on the previous MP3, being successful and succeeding are very different. Being successful is a state of being. It's your identity. It describes who you are. It's a personal attribute. Success is, and succeeding, that's a state, a situation. It's goal-oriented. It's something you've achieved. For example, you might not have any fears about success itself, but actually being successful, that might stir up all kinds of fears. This is not uncommon. I've had numerous clients who've had this block. You might hear a few things, possibly even more than a few things, on this recording that you just don't believe could possibly be you. And please resist making assumptions because you have no idea what's hiding in there. And maybe it's a good thing because it might scare you. As you'll remember from the bonus audio, Source will not do an energy shift without your express permission, which is why you must say yes every time I ask you for permission. You can say it very softly, as long as it's out loud, and do it with a smile on your face and in your heart. And as you're doing that, tell yourself in your mind, it doesn't have to be out loud, that you intend to benefit in the highest possible way from whatever it is that you just gave permission for. You don't have to determine what the highest possible way is. You just say, you know, I intend to benefit in the highest possible way. Source will know what that is. I will be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which is a light trance, and it's particularly important that you are not driving, using a knife or any other sharp object, or doing anything else that requires your close attention. So, Pick a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed. Preferably a place where there are no electronic devices, magazines, or anything else to distract you. If you're serious about getting the most out of this package and every MP3 in this package, you'll receive the maximum degree of positive results when you simply sit there and just be. Okay, so relax, sink into your chair or in the sofa or wherever it is that you are. Quiet your mind and begin to pay attention to your breath. Feel the air as it enters into your nostrils. Follow it as it travels down into your lungs, down into your belly. And breathe slowly and naturally, perhaps a bit more deeply than you usually do, but without forcing it. Relax even more and sink down into your heart space, wherever that feels right for you, as you continue to breathe in and out. Breathe slowly. Feel each breath go in, and also feel it go out. Now please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes. Again, you don't have to say it out, you know, loudly, but do have a positive feeling as you say it. And please give me a few moments to complete this. Now we're going to remove a very long list of the negative and disempowering programming. That programming is made up of thoughts, feelings, ideas, beliefs, opinions, attitudes, emotions, perceptions, judgments, projections, conclusions, and anything else related to this that is specific to you, which is why, and it's the part of you that fears being successful. So I ask the Creator to remove the following programs. I have some fears about being successful. I have some fears that I might become successful. I have some fears that I could be successful. I have some fears that I will be successful. I have some fears about what will or might happen if I'm successful. I have some fears about what I imagine will or might happen if I'm successful. I have some fears about what will or might happen when I'm successful. I have some fears about what will or might happen when I'm successful. I have some fears about what I've decided will or might happen if I'm successful. I have some fears about what I believe will or might happen if I'm successful. I have some fears about what I've decided will or might happen when I am successful. I have some fears about what I believe will or might happen when I am successful. I have some fears about what I will or might lose if I am successful. I have some fears about what I imagine I will or might lose if I am successful. I have some fears about what I will or might lose when I am successful. I have some fears about what I imagine I will or might lose when I'm successful. I have some fears about what I've decided I will or might lose if I am successful. I have some fears about what I believe I will or might lose if I'm successful. I have some fears about what I've decided I will or might lose when I'm successful. I have some fears about what I believe I will or might lose when I'm successful. I have some fears about what will or might change if I'm successful. I have some fears about what I imagine will or might change if I'm successful. I have some fears about what will or might happen. I have some fears about what will or might change when I'm successful. I have some fears about what I imagine will or might change when I'm successful. I have some fears about what I've decided will or might change if I'm successful. I have some fears about what I believe will or might change if I'm successful. I have some fears about what I've decided will or might change when I am successful. I have some fears about what I believe will or might change when I am successful. I have some fears about being criticized or judged if I am successful. I have some fears about being criticized or judged when I am successful. I have some fears about people disliking me if I am successful. I have some fears about people disliking me when I am successful. I have some fears about people being jealous of me if I am successful. I have some fears about people being jealous of me when I am successful. I have some fears about people in my family being jealous of me if I am successful. I have some fears about people in my family being jealous of me when I am successful. I have some fears that people will resent me if I'm successful. I have some fears that people will resent me when I am successful. I have some fears that people in my family will resent me if I am successful. I have some fears that people in my family will resent me when I'm successful. I have some fears there are people who won't approve if I'm successful. I have some fears there are people who won't approve when I'm successful. I have some fears there are people in my family who won't approve of me if I'm successful. I have some fears there are people in my family who won't approve of me when I am successful. I have some fears about having nothing more in common with my friends if I am successful. I have some fears about having nothing more in common with my friends when I'm successful. I have some fears about losing my friends if I'm successful. I have some fears about losing my friends when I'm successful. I have some fears about not fitting in if I'm successful. I have some fears about not fitting in when I'm successful. I have some fears I'll no longer belong if I'm successful. I have some fears I will no longer belong when I'm successful. I have some fears that I won't know who my friends really are if I'm successful. I have some fears that I won't know who my friends really are when I'm successful. I have some fears that I will end up alone if I'm successful. I have some fears that I will end up alone when I'm successful. I have some fears that if I'm successful, I will lose it all. I have some fears that when I'm successful, I will lose it all. I have some fears that if I'm successful, someone will take it away from me. I have some fears that when I'm successful, someone will take it away from me. I have some fears that if I'm successful, people will ask me for money. I have some fears that when I'm successful, people will ask me for money. I have some fears that if I'm successful, people will expect me to loan them money. I have some fears that when I am successful, people will expect me to loan them money. I have some fears that I won't know who I am if I'm successful. I have some fears that I won't know who I am when I'm successful. I have some fears that I'm not good enough to be successful. I have some fears that I don't deserve to be successful. I have some fears that I'm not worthy enough to be successful. I have some fears that I'm not smart enough to be successful. I have some fears that being successful somehow isn't right. I have some fears concerning what it would take to be successful. I have some fears concerning who I would need to be successful. I have some fears concerning what I would need to do to be successful. I have some fears concerning what it would take to hold on to success. I have some fears concerning who I would need to be to hold on to success. I have some fears concerning what I would need to do to hold on to success. I have some fears concerning what I would need to do to keep being successful. I have some fears that being successful won't be as great as I think it is. I have some fears that being successful won't be as much fun as I think it would be. I have some fears that being successful won't make me happy. I have some fears that being successful isn't worth who I'd need to be to get it. I have some fears that being successful isn't worth what I'd need to do to get it. I have some fears that being successful is just too hard. I have some fears that being successful is too much work. I have some fears that I'll find out being successful just isn't worth it. And anything else related to this that's specific to you, known and unknown, to be included and for it all to be released, healed, dissolved, deactivated, and cleared from anywhere and everywhere in all lifetimes and on all levels, all timelines, past, present, and future, all dimensions, all dominions, all realms, and all realities, as well as from your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell in the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes, and please give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace everything that we just deactivated and cleared with the exact opposite positive energies and any other empowering beneficial energies that Source selects specifically for each one of you at this time, and for all of it to be downloaded, instilled, integrated, and activated into your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell in the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. Please give me your permission to do this by saying yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'd like to download the energy of intention that any energy shifts you've made today that have prevented energy work that you previously experienced from being processed and activated, now to be processed and activated in the highest and best way, in accordance with your divine timing, which is determined by Source. Say yes to allow me to do this and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we're going to finish up by asking Source to energetically update and align all of your energy fields and energy bodies, to synchronize them with your etheric body, and to bring all of them into balance with your divine path. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes, and this is going to take a little bit longer. We're not quite finished with success yet. The next module is called Say Yes to Success. And this module is a lot lighter and very, very uplifting. Lots of really high vibrational energies in that module. I had a lot of fun making it. I think you'll have a lot of fun receiving it. And right now, though, I would like you to please sit quietly for another minute or two. And if you have water handy, please have some. Because as you know, water helps your body wash out old energies, and that's why you always hear all of us telling you to drink lots of water. Some of you may have felt energy leaving your body or your energy field when we did this clearing. And probably more of you will feel lighter in some way. I find that's more common than feeling the energy move. But you know, everyone's different. And of course, some of you will feel nothing at all, and that's fine. That does not mean nothing happened. I mean, there's at least one thing out of all those things that was released for you. I'd be shocked if it wasn't. There might be a few things that haven't been, but I doubt it's true that none of them were. So, anyway, some of you are going to notice that you feel differently or think differently or react to things differently now that the fear of being successful are gone and the positive energies have replaced them. Some of you may notice a change immediately, but, you know, more commonly it takes a sleep cycle, maybe even two or three, before the energy shifts come online, so to speak. And if there's nothing currently going on for which being successful is a potential issue, you might not notice how different you are until something does. Now, what you'll notice is you'll find yourself reacting, responding, thinking, feeling, taking action. When an opportunity comes up, you'll find it's easier for you to, you know, welcome it and embrace it and do something about it, rather than now, which for a lot of it is either you don't do anything about it at all, or you only do it part way and then you stop. And so I think you'll really see a difference. I suggest that you keep a journal and notice all these things, so you can go back and look at them. Now, I know that you would probably, you know, like to zip through as many of these modules and MP3s as quickly as you can. And please, please, please resist that impulse. Of course, you can do whatever you like, but I personally advise taking a break between MP3s for at least 48 hours to give your body a chance to, you know, to process and integrate the energy shifts you just made. Because, I mean, let's face it, your body needs time to acclimate to the absence of the old negative energies. You know, that stuff was mucking up your system. And now you have the presence of new positive ones. And, you know, your body's not quite sure what to do with that yet. So you've got to give it time to sort of update itself and be comfortable with what we've just done. And, you know, I totally understand that you do want to get unstuck as quickly as possible. I have been there, done that. I know exactly how you feel. I just ask that you please be good to yourself, kind to your body, and give it time to adjust to the energy shifts that you've just made. And again, be sure to drink lots of water for the next several days, and if possible, get as much sleep as your body wants. That's important too. Now, very few people sometimes have a bit of a reaction after receiving a healing like this one, and these reactions could be physical, they could be psychological, they could be emotional. And if this happens to you, please do not be concerned. The best thing to do, actually, is to welcome them and to thank them for being evidence that you're benefiting from what we just did, because that's what it is. It's either your energy is leaving your body, or it might be that energy is being, the positive energy is being integrated into your body. Whatever it is a welcome sign that something's happening. And you know what they say, what you resist persists. So my clients have found, and I've personally found, that for the most part, if you do welcome them and you do thank them, they tend to either go away immediately or much more quickly than they would otherwise. And most people don't have any reaction at all, you know, unless they've overloaded their system. So don't expect anything. Just don't be surprised if something does briefly show up. Now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically after washing away any energies that you may have picked up from me while we've been together. Give me a minute to do that. And thank you so much for listening and enjoying these new energies and being free of the old energies. This is Sydney Barrows wishing you a really great rest of the day.